The actor who played the shining football star turned singing coach on the Fox TV hit Glee has died. Cory Monteith was found in a hotel room in Vancouver, British Columbia on Saturday. An autopsy is scheduled for later today, but authorities have already said the Canadian actor's death doesn't appear to involve foul play. NPR's Nathan Rott has this remembrance.
The Cory Monteith that most Americans knew wasn't Cory Monteith at all. It was Finn Hudson, the high school football star turned Glee Club singer, whose singing talents were discovered in the shower during the musical comedy's pilot episode.
And I'm getting closer than I ever thought I might.
But outside of a love for drumming, Monteith said that Finn Hudson wasn't him. Here he is on the Canadian talk show George Strombolopoulos tonight.
You know, you look, you see this young all-American quarterback looking dude on the show, and you just immediately make assumptions. And I think people started really identifying me with those assumptions.
And that wasn't the reality. Cory Monteith wasn't a high school football star. He was a high school dropout.
I really had no idea what I was going to do. It was like, I don't like going to school. So, I was really lost. I was really lost for a lot of years.
He got into drugs at age 13. He dropped out of high school at 16 and found work as a Walmart greeter and a taxi driver. At 19, he checked into rehab.
For me, it wasn't so much about, you know, the substances per se. It was more about not fitting in. It was not having, I hadn't found myself at all.
But he said that acting changed that. He started landing small parts in TV shows like Stargate and Smallville. And then came Glee.
I think they were looking for the triple threat singer, dancer, Broadway type person for this part. And that's not really me, you know. I'd never sang or danced or anything before this, and so I sent them a tape of myself, you know, acting, doing the scene, and instead of singing and dancing for the part, I sent a tape of myself playing the drums on Tupperware.
He recreated it on the show Ellen with two pencils and a platter of empty dishes.
It was like this.
Clearly, it worked. In 2009, he got the part of Finn Hudson, the jock-turned-geek who everyone would come to know him as.
Just a small-town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
After that song in the show's pilot, Glee grew to have a following of 7.5 million people, and Monteith became a superstar, winning a Teen Choice Award and helping the show's entire cast win a Screen Actors Guild Award. But of all those fans that were suddenly vying for his attention, one stood out. It was his father. On the Canadian talk show, Monteith said that until that point, he hadn't talked to his dad in years.
I look at it as one of the best experiences that have come from this whole, you know, explosion.
It wasn't always easy, though. There was always a question about what he'd do after Glee, what came next. And earlier this year, he checked back into rehab. He hoped that his struggles could help others, though.
If I can, through my experience, shed light on the way out of a difficult situation that I know many kids are experiencing, you know, just like I did when I was a teenager, I mean, that's huge.
Monteith was 31 years old. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Oh, why you look so sad? Tears are in your eyes.